It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on the benefits of the game bocce. There are numerous bocce courts and bocce leagues throughout Southern Marin, and you can see people playing throughout the year, but primarily in the spring and the fall. If you have only driven by the bocce courts but never stopped to watch the play, you have been missing all of the beneficial layers of the game. I'm going to share my experience, and at the end of the show, suggest ways you can become involved. Bocce does not require a great deal of athleticism nor strength. Make no mistake, there are skilled bocce ball players, but they come in all sizes, genders, and competitive attitudes. Some play with fierce concentration, and others can't play without a glass of wine in their non-throwing hand. The good news is there has been no allegations of doping or steroid use by bocce ball players, at least to my knowledge. The rules of the game are relatively simple. Simple, that is, until you overlay the Sausalito-specific rules. You can download these rules to your iPad so you will be prepared to challenge any infractions or miscalls by the referees. Or you can choose to just play the game amongst friends. I don't know whether other Southern Marin locales have these rule amendments, but I would hope they do not. League teams are normally comprised of 6 to 8 people. It's a good idea to pick people for your team who share your views about competition and winning. As I said earlier, some people play to win, and if you get on such a team and then come to the courts simply to enjoy yourself, you might not be appreciated by the fire breathers in your group. League play is fun because you get to mingle with people from all walks of life and each and every age group and economic layer. I've chatted with people on topics ranging from cleaning roof gutters 40 feet in the air to the need for a Department of Peace to be located on Angel Island. By the way, the proponent of the Peace Department had me convinced by the end of the conversation. Much was said during the recent housing element debate about the need for all levels of life to intermingle. The bocce ball courts are way ahead of the bureaucrats on that one. And on the courts, it doesn't matter how much money you have or where you live. None of those things can help you throw a ball more accurately, and that's really all that counts. For the most part, sportsmanship rules. Oh, the referees are all equipped with tape measures in the event there is a dispute, and there are disputes. But people are generally there to have fun and relax. As in all competitive events, there are people who will attempt to win by any means, but fortunately, these are few and far between. The best measure of the enjoyment of bocce is the number of people who sign up to play year after year. So how can you become involved? First, I suggest you visit your local bocce ball courts, probably best on a Friday night, which seems to be a popular league night. You will be able to observe how the game is played, and more importantly, how the people play the game. If you like what you see, then ask a couple of questions, and people will no doubt tell you either how to check out a bocce ball set from your local parks and recreation group so you can try it out with friends, or how to get on a team. Give it a try. You may find yourself getting hooked. By the way, I am contemplating a proposal for the resolution of all political disputes on the bocce ball court. Sure, relying on the outcome of a game to govern sounds weird, but ask yourself if it's any worse than what we have now. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant. and you can hear us again at this time next week right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.